Right, I've got with me rock photographer Nick Elliott. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Hello, John. Nice to see you. Thanks for inviting me on.
You're welcome. Nick, you've worked in the music industry for over 20 years. What inspired you to take up rock photography?
Well, I actually specialise in the music industry now, but I've always been around music an awful lot. If I have a second passion to photography, it is music. Right. I was brought up with it. It was, you know, very much part of my history. And then really the actual photography side of working strictly in the music industry comes from the fact that I wanted and made a decision to move away from advertising photography, which is essentially what I was doing for quite a few years, although I've always worked heavily in the music business. I come to the point where I said, you know, I want to specialise and do what I wanted to do. It was a creative thing, really, very much a creative thing. And also an inspirational thing because, you know, working in this business and working with the guys that I do, these people are my heroes. They're what have made me the person that I am today. Right. You know, a lot of the musicians, bands and that I work with. So, you know, the whole thing, two things just kind of marry up. It's a bit of a husband and wife thing, you know.
Right. So who would you say are your heroes in the world of rock?
Well, my heroes in the world of rock, quite a few of them go back some time. I mean, you obviously people like Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, but Rory Gallagher had a serious big impact on my life. And now, obviously, AC/DC, Aerosmith, those kind of bands, and a lot of the kind of new, really, we'll say contemporary rock artists coming out of America, you know, Blackstone Cherry, those kind of guys that I've been spending a lot of time with over this year. And also Rival Sons, that are, if you guys don't know much about Rival Sons, check them out. They're, again, another seriously, you know, aggressive contemporary rock band that really needs to be listening to, and they're starting to really cut a big slot in the market, you know, in the genre.
Might have to look those ones up, I think.
Yeah, do so.
What would you say was the highlight of your career?
I haven't done that one yet, John. I'm still waiting for the highlight of my career. I mean, for me, the highlight, you know, is going to be the next one.
Yeah.
Is whatever I do next. Oh, right. But, I mean, if you're going, talking to press, working with Robert Plant, without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah. I think also producing the book that I released last year, 10. And I think now working strictly in the area, which I've always wanted to work in, which is, I kind of term myself as a concept photographer.
Right.
You know, it's not about taking pictures for me. It's about the art. It's about creating something that, you know, holds that place in time and that people will always know as that's a Nick Elliott, that shot was shot by Nick Elliott, you know, and getting that kind of, you know, that style, that stamp on what I'm trying to do here.
Right. So out of all the photos that you've taken over the years, what would you say was your favourite image?
I'm going to answer that same again. The next one is the only answer to give, because obviously I'm moving the line all the time. I'm looking for the better shot all the time.
Right,
you know, so, I mean, obviously I have favourite images.
You're a perfectionist, are you?
Oh, yeah. To the point of mental instability, you know. But for me, it's very much about that. Like I say, it's not about... Photography is purely the medium that I use to create the art that I create.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a lot more than taking pictures. And certainly in the music business, because the passion and the romance of what is inside me, you know, I use photography to bring that out and to move it into another area.
Yeah.
So, sorry if I've cramped your style there.
You're cramping my style terribly here.
You mean rock and roll, man. Rock and roll. You'd have a lot harder time with Steve Tyler.
Are you going to answer this one?
Yeah, of course.
Who have you enjoyed photographing the most?
Recently, well, I've spent a lot of time with Thin Lizzy, early part of this year, which again are a legend, although obviously it takes on, the band takes on a totally different guise to what it did in the original Lizzy lineup. But those guys kind of hold a very special place in my heart, and obviously in my history, in my background. But I really enjoyed spending the time with those guys this year. Fantastic. Yeah. Really, really good. Oh, dear. It's a bit of a difficult one. Who I've enjoyed. I enjoy the whole thing, really. Mm. I mean, you know, I live and breathe what I do, John. Mm. You know, I'm in it to make a difference, to leave a mark.
What would you say was the most famous band that you've photographed?
Well, that would have to be Robert Plant, I think. Right. As in, you know, the god who is Percy. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. I mean, it's... I've shot so many guys, you know, it's difficult to say.
Yeah.
I mean, Glenn Hughes is another great one. Iggy Pop, you know, those kind of people. Metallica, of course. Iron Maiden, you know. They don't come a lot bigger than them guys.
No, they don't, do they?
You know, we're not talking pub bands here.
You cover a lot of music festivals, and so what's your favourite music festival, do you think?
Well, I don't actually cover the festivals, really, John. I mean, you know, my kind of commissions are obviously working with the bands at the festivals.
Oh, right.
I do enjoy Sonisphere. Sonisphere's a good gig, although it didn't happen this year. Mm-hmm. That's a really good one. But Thetford Forest, you know, the Thetford Forest tours, I've worked a lot there because I'm lucky enough that I can pick and choose where I want to go, really, with these guys. I don't want to say it, but I always avoid London quite a bit, you know, because a lot of the venues are not, in all fairness, brilliant. Down there, you know, not for doing what I do. Norwich, East Anglia, Norfolk.
I suppose with the smaller ones, you can sort of get up really close.
I mean, it's a lot more personal. I think me, like a lot of the bands, they prefer the personal touch, the smaller gigs. You know, although I have, you know, been looking at, been asked to do some stuff possibly with the Rolling Stones. You know, which at the end of November.
Yeah.
Well. You know, you'd have to snap Mick and Keith, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's up there, aren't they? Yeah, they're up there, the Stones.
You've done your work appears on quite a few album covers.
Yep.
So, which ones would people recognise, do you think?
Well, possibly the Blockheads. There's quite a lot of Blockhead stuff I did album covers wise, but I've kind of moved a little bit away from the covers, really, to be honest, John. I tend to. A lot of the guys come to me, whether this be record labels or bands or whatever, you know, and the whole thing is, going back to the concept photography side of things, we sit down and we put together a visual concept for what is going on, whether that be a tour, an album, you know, MP3, whatever, EP, whatever. So, you know, the whole thing usually now turns out to be a far more of like a story project. Mm. So you may well... You'll work closely with designers and graphic guys, you know, that'll put together various different stuff. And then we'll run that out through the back tray image or through, you know, sleeve notes and, you know, right through the whole thing. So the market has changed a lot now, really, from just shooting one cover, you know.
It all sounds quite interesting, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, it's... I don't think, to be honest, it's as good as it was in respect of album art. You know, let's go back to the vinyl days. You know, you've got more room, you've got more space to play with it. And it was far a bigger part. Photography was far bigger part of what an album was. But, you know, now there's a lot of kind of graphics going on and this kind of stuff, you know. So they have moved away from a lot of that, but which is a bit of a bark. But, you know, changing face business and all that kind of...
Yeah. You have to
malarkey.
Move on, I suppose, yeah.
Well, something like that, yeah. Whether it's moving on, I don't know, but you know what I'm
moving
saying.
Moving backwards.
Yeah.
Your debut book is called 10, A Decade in Images. It was released in 2011, and I hear you're currently working on a series of rock books.
Yes, I am. Something, again, I've been fortunate enough, really, over the past two or three years to realise and you know, kind of achieve targets that I set myself as lifelong ambitions. Releasing my first book was one of them. And then I've always kind of wanted to do is do volumes of rock books. So you have literally like a band would release reissues, back catalogues, you know, four or five bands, you know, that kind of thing. Four or five albums, should I say, sorry, not bands. You know, and... then make up a collection, a box set or whatever. Yeah. Rick Wakeman's just done it with Journey to the Centre of the Earth. Yeah. Marvellous, absolutely marvellous. And he's done a box set, so you've got, you know, a book and you've got a small programme and, you know, various different things, and he's put it all together. And that's where the rock book really comes in.
Yeah.
So, you know, we intend on doing probably four or five of these things, yeah, and they will build up volumes that will be collectible, right, you know, so that's the idea.
Okay. I think you also do, like, limited edition prints then?
The fine art, yes.
Fine art, yeah.
I do an awful lot. It's quite a big part of my business now. Again, something that I've always wanted to do to show my work. I show in 10 galleries in the UK. And three radio stations and a couple in the US. So it's quite a big part of what I do. And although it's an ongoing project, it's something that we kind of been putting it together for a lot of years.
Yeah.
It only really started to come to fruition in the past three, you know, because my work has become very collectible right across the globe, you know, so... But I do like that.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Enjoy the actual process of...
Well, yeah. I mean, it's there's an awful lot to it. But now the work has become very collectible, you know. And also, it kind of... It ticks a big box for me, John, because, like I say, it's all about doing what I do, you know. And people looking on my work and the imagery in the same way that I do. You know, which is it's something to be treasured and to be looked after, and you know, you've got to be in it because you want to own one of these images.
A lot of rock bands are infamous for their outrageous behaviour. You must have a few stories to tell about.
I've got a lot of stories, John, but I'm not going to tell you because this is a family show. It's a family show. Okay. And also that, you know, I mean, obviously, yeah, a lot of these guys, legends, absolutely legends, you know, and the stories that you could tell, you know, it would need a PG rated, I think. But, you know, it's just everything that you expect it to be. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, it is that. It's marvellous.
Ask you in private.
It's marvellous. Indeed, indeed.
I'll ask you about the actual photography, if that's okay.
Yeah, ask away, man.
No, it's not easy to get good photos at concerts.
No, I'm still trying.
Are you still trying?
Yeah.
You're still learning.
I bought a book. Oh, yeah. Tells you how to do it.
So have you got any secrets that you could share how to take a really good shot?
Well, I think to be honest, the biggest kind of, you know, secret, if you want to call it that, or certainly for me, the best bit of advice I could probably give is... establish a style.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Right.
You know, I literally do what I want to do. And obviously you work to briefs, you have various different restrictions and, you know, but to, again, because I have built up such a position in this business, you know, that I do have carte blanche to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And that is something really that I've always followed through from one of my all-time heroes, who was David Bailey.
Right,
You know, Bailey got me started in this business.
Did he really?
Oh, Bailey is, well, outside my father, my father, who I owe a lot to, because my dad, you know, my dad taught me how to take my first pictures and as a little lad and all this kind of stuff. But the other influence would be Bailey.
Right.
And that's basically because Bailey has always... you know, kind of stuck to doing what he wants to do. And it's made him what he is today, and his work.
So how would you describe your style of photography?
I describe it as very contemporary avant-garde. So it goes to other places. What I like to do with the imagery, I like people, or I'd like to think that people look at my work and they can go wherever they want to go in their head. It kind of sits alongside music, you know, very much, as you know, as being a radio presenter. You know, you listen to an album, you listen to a track, that can take you back to a time when you met a girl or, you know, you crash your car or whatever it is, you know, whatever you were doing at that time, you know. Oh, Christ, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I smashed eight bells at me, at me Cortina, you know, whatever it was. You know, so it's about... a trip, really.
Right, yeah.
And visually, as well as emotionally and mentally, you go to wherever you want to go.
Right. And finally, where can people actually have a look at some of your photos?
Well, I've just actually done a very exclusive deal in respect to the fine art with a company called Red Label Publishing.
Yep.
That'll be redlabelpublishing.com, viewers, listeners.
Viewers, yeah.
You know, and people can go there and have a look at that stuff. Actually, it's a very contemporary online gallery that launches November 1.
Right.
But in the meantime, they can go to, well, they can follow my press office, which is nickelliott.info. Right. They can do the Twitter, Facebooks and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Google Plus, I'm everywhere, you know. Google me and have a mooch about. And, you know, that's really where we will say, you know, your listeners can have a look at what I do.
Okay.
So there's a lot of stuff on there, a lot of imagery on there. Mm. It's being added to all the time, and these guys now have an exclusive deal. So, but again, various different galleries across the UK. Again, if you kind of feel you want to have a look at stuff, you know, face to face, you want to feel a bit of flesh type of thing, you know, if you contact the press office, you know, email those guys, and they will, you know, at nickelliott.info, they will put you to wherever the stuff is, and you can go along and have a look.
Right. Well, thank you very much. It's been really
interesting. No problem, John. It's been a blast.
It's been lovely to meet you.
And you.
Thank you very much.
No problem.